请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
John arrives at the hotel.
约翰到达酒店。
He sees the reception desk.
他看着接待台。
He walks to the desk.
他走向桌子。
The receptionist smiles at him.
接待员对他微笑。
She says, welcome.
他说，欢迎。
John replies, thank you.
约翰回答说，谢谢。
She asks for his ID.
他询问他的身份证。
John gives her his ID.
约翰把他的身份证给他。
The receptionist checks the ID.
接待员检查身份证。
She says, everything is okay.
他说，一切都好。
John feels happy now.
约翰现在感到快乐。
He takes the key.
他拿着钥匙。
The room is big and clean.
房间很大又干净。
John is happy to be here.
约翰很高兴来到这里。
I want to tell you about my dream apartment.
我想告诉你我梦想的公寓。
It is a big place with a nice view.
这是一个很大的地方，拥有美丽的视野。
There is a garden and a small pool.
那里有一个花园和一个小泳池。
The living room is very cozy.
客厅非常舒适。
I like to sit on the sofa.
我喜欢坐在沙发上。
I want a big kitchen with modern appliances.
我想要一个大厨房，配有现代设备。
The bedroom is my favorite place.
卧室是我最喜欢的地方。
I have a big bed and a desk.
我有一张大床和一张桌子。
My friends can visit anytime.
我的朋友可以随时来访问。
I love to cook for them.
我喜欢为他们做饭。
My dream apartment makes me happy.
我梦想的公寓让我快乐。
I want to live there forever.
我想在那里永远生活。
Emily arrived at the bus station early in the morning.
艾米丽早上很早就到达了公交车站。
She was excited to start her adventure in the city.
她很兴奋，准备在城市开始她的冒险。
She took a map and planned her route carefully.
她拿了一张地图，并仔细规划了她的路线。
Soon, she boarded the bus with a big smile.
不久，她面带笑容地上了公共汽车。
The driver greeted her and started the journey.
司机向她问好，并开始了旅程。
Emily watched the buildings pass by outside.
艾米丽在外面看着建筑物经过。
She saw beautiful parks and many people enjoying the sun.
她看到美丽的公园和许多人享受阳光。
The bus stopped at a great coffee shop.
公交车在一家很棒的咖啡店停下了。
Emily decided to get off and explore the area.
艾米丽决定下车并探索这个区域。
She walked around and took many pictures.
她四处走动并拍了很多照片。
She enjoyed her time and felt happy during her adventure.
她享受了她的时光，并在冒险期间感到快乐。
After a long day, she took the bus back home.
在漫长的一天之后，她乘坐公共汽车回家。
Emily felt grateful for her wonderful day.
艾米丽对她美好的一天感到感激。
In my multicultural neighborhood, each house tells a different story.
在我多元文化的社区中，每个房子讲述一个不同的故事。
For instance, the Smith family celebrates Thanksgiving with a big turkey dinner.
例如，史密斯一家庆祝感恩节，享用丰盛的火鸡晚餐。
Meanwhile, the Chen family prefers a quieter observance.
与此同时，陈家更喜欢安静的观察。
They honor their ancestors with a peaceful tea ceremony.
他们用一个宁静的茶道仪式来尊敬他们的祖先。
Cultural traditions vary greatly between families.
文化传统在家庭之间有很大差异。
On the other hand, my neighbor's Italian roots shine through their Sunday meals.
另一方面，我邻居的意大利根源在他们的周日餐点中闪耀。
They often prepare multiple courses, including pasta and desserts.
他们经常准备多道菜，包括意大利面和甜点。
In contrast, my own family has a more simple palate, usually limited to pizza.
相比之下，我自己的家族有一个比较简单的调色板，通常限制于比萨。
Such differences enrich our community with varied experiences.
这样的差异使我们的社区丰富多样的经验。
Every meal we share becomes an opportunity to learn about each other's traditions.
每一餐我们分享的都会变成一个了解彼此传统的机会。
These exchanges create bonds that strengthen our relationships.
这些交流创造了加强我们关系的纽带。
Indeed, embracing our differences makes us richer in understanding and empathy.
确实，拥抱我们的差异使我们在理解和同情方面更为富有。
In today's digital age, social media profoundly influences how we connect with others.
在今天的数字时代，社交媒体深刻影响我们如何与他人连接。
Platforms like Facebook and Instagram facilitate instant communication among friends.
像 Facebook 和 Instagram 这样的社交平台促进了朋友之间的即时沟通。
However, this constant connectivity can lead to a paradox.
然而，这种持续的连接可能导致一个悖论。
Many individuals feel more isolated despite being constantly connected.
许多个体感到更加孤立，尽管他们始终保持联系。
The illusion of intimacy often overshadows authentic connections.
亲密的幻觉往往掩盖真实的联系。
Many users equate likes and shares with genuine affection.
许多用户将点赞和分享视为真正的情感。
This reliance on digital validation can distort our perception of reality.
对数字验证的这种依赖可以扭曲我们对现实的感知。
While social media can enhance relationships, it's vital to maintain balance.
虽然社交媒体可以增强关系，但保持平衡十分重要。
Ultimately, true connections require time, effort, and face-to-face interaction.
最终，真实的联系需要时间、努力和面对面的互动。
As we navigate this complex landscape, self-awareness becomes paramount.
当我们在这个复杂的景观中导航时，自我意识变得至关重要。
The philosophy of art invites us to ponder the essence of creativity and its implications for human existence.
艺术哲学邀请我们思考创造力的本质及其对人类存在的影响。
Art, in its myriad forms, reflects the complexities of our emotions and societal constructs.
艺术以其多种形式反映出我们的情感和社会结构的复杂性。
Philosophers argue that art serves not merely as decoration but as a profound commentary on life.
哲学家争辩说，艺术不仅仅是装饰，而是对生活的深刻评论。
This perspective opens a dialogue about the purpose of art within the vast tapestry of human experience.
这个视角开启了一场关于艺术目的的对话，置身于人类经验的广阔织锦之中。
As such, numerous theories have emerged regarding aesthetic value and its subjective nature.
因此，众多理论已经出现，涉及美学价值及其主观性质。
Critical perspectives challenge us to reconceptualize what representations of beauty entail.
批判性观点挑战我们重新构思美的表现包含什么。
This leads to a broader inquiry into the significance of art in shaping cultural identity.
这导致了对艺术在塑造文化认同中的重要性进行更广泛的探讨。
Ultimately, art functions as a mirror, reflecting society's values, conflicts, and aspirations.
最终，艺术的作用就像一面镜子，反映社会的价值观、冲突和愿望。
Through this lens, we comprehend art not merely as aesthetic indulgence but as an essential element of discourse.
通过这个透镜，我们理解艺术不仅仅是审美的沉迷，而是话语的一个重要元素。
In conclusion, the intricate relationship between art and society merits ongoing exploration and understanding.
总之，艺术与社会之间错综复杂的关系值得持续的探索与理解。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。